Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come this morning just to say thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for all has been said and done. Lord, I ask you to create in me a clean heart like thine. Renew in me a right spirit, Lord. Lord, you made me. You knows all about me. You knows the deep secrets of my heart and the contents of my mind. Lord Jesus, you chose me to be a vessel used for you. I come this morning just to say what thus said the Lord. Yes. That it's not about me, but it's all about you. And that you take control. Because, Lord, I just thank you from where you brought me from.
Thank you.
Recognize that if it had not been for you on my side, I just couldn't make the journey all by myself. I just want to tell you this 2013, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, it all hasn't been good, but still, you've been good to me. You brought me all along the way. Sometime I was up and sometime I was down. Sometime I almost was level to the ground. But I heard a still small voice of my Savior telling me still to fight on. Because he promised never to leave me alone. Lord, I just thank you for the man of God that entrusted in me to carry on this service this morning. And Lord, let it be whatever you have it to be. Because it is nothing about me, but it's all about you. You say, if I be lifted up from this earth, I draw all men unto me. And I come this morning lifting your name. Lord, in time like these, you're just so worthy of being praised.
Yes.
I just thank you in the name of the message, name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. And every believer of God say amen, 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 and thank God.
Amen.
I thank God for that beautiful song, that my living is not in vain. Because
yes.
The Lord say where two or three will gather in his name, that he'll be a God in the midst.
Yes.
And I'm just grateful for my family being here this morning from the Brown Chapter Baptist Church.
Amen.
Will you give them a hand, please?
Amen.
And I thank you for Shiloh, you that are here this morning. Because not for your presence here, then the word would not go forward.
Amen.
And I thank God for Jesus the Christ, who hung, suffered, bled, and died on a hill called Calvary, that we all might have a right to this treaty of life. Not to hold you too long, but there is a word from the Lord.
Yeah.
And it'll be found in the book of Daniel.
All right.
Third chapter. And when you stand, all that are able to stand for the reading of the word. Daniel, third chapter. My focus point verse will be the 17th verse. And we'll find these words. If it be so, our God, whom I serve, is able to deliver us from this burning furnace fire, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to serve notice on you, Shiloh. I serve a God who is able.
Amen.
No matter what's going on, I serve a God who is able.
Yes.
And I told my grandson on last night when he called that I was delivering the message. And he encouraged me also. And I just want to share this song with you that he gave to me. Be encouraged. No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right. But you got to stay strong. Be encouraged. No matter what's going on, he'll make it all right. But you got to stay strong. I know right now it seems impossible, but God gonna work it out if you just believe and remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, he'll do the same for you. Hold on, trouble don't last always. These trials just come, just a test of your faith. So stand strong, my sister. Dry them old weeping eyes, because joy come in the morning. If everything is going to be all right by Marvin Sepp. And he blessed my heart. So I'm just telling you, Shiloh, this morning, I am encouraged. And there is a word from the Lord, because he is able to deliver whatever you might be going through. We see in the chapter 1 where in Daniel 3, where Nebuchadnezzar, the king, he made an image of gold, whose height was 3 cubits and 6 cubits. And he set up a plain endowed of province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the prince and the governors and the captains and the treasurers and the sheriff and the rulers of the province to dedicate the image which Nebuchadnezzar had set up. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 90 feet high and 9 feet wide in Babylon. He ordered all the officials to come together. Princes, the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the commissioner, the treasurer, the judge, and all I call was in command. But here in Shiloh, I say the most upper class people, they was attending the dedication of the statue when Nebuchadnezzar had sat up. But instead of having only the head of gold, however, it was gold from the head to the toes. And Nebuchadnezzar wanted his kingdom to last forever. But he didn't know that my God, who is able, was so high that you couldn't get over him. And he's so low, you can't go over him. He's so wide, you can't get around him. So you must come in through the door. We ought to stand for something. We should not bow to anything. But at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue must confess that he is Lord. But I cried out in a loud voice. It was commandment that the people of all the nation and the races in verse 4, that they would hear a sound of a clarinet or the flute or the harp and all the different instruments. And as soon as the music started playing, they will bow down and worship the golden statue that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. But Daniel and his 3 friends was disobedient to them. So they say. So they didn't bow down. In verse 5, we'll see where Nebuchadnezzar, at the time that you hear the clarinets and the flute and all these instruments, that you would bow down. And in verse 6, he said, whosoever fall not down and worship shall in the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fire. And therefore, at the time when all the people heard the sound of these different instruments, they fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And at that same time, they speak and say to the king, O king, live forever. But the old king had a decree in verse 10 that every man that shall hear the sound of the clarinet and the flute and all the music shall bow down and worship the golden image. And in verse 11 we see, whosoever fall not down and worship, that he'll be cast in the midst of the burning fire furnace. And the word got back to Nebuchadnezzar in verse 12. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regard thee. They serve not the God, nor they worship the golden image which you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar had a rage and command him to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to him. And the men brought them before the king. So in verse 14, we'll see Nebuchadnezzar speak and said unto it, yea, it's true, O king, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not serve your God with a little g, nor do we worship the golden image which you have set up. Now we are ready that at what time he gonna tell them again in case they had bad hearing or something was the problem or they just didn't understand. So he said it again at the sound of the instrument, the clarinet and the flute. He was giving them another chance. So they worship this golden image. But I have made it well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast that same hour in the midst of the burning fire furnace. And he said, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? He had more power than God. But I'm glad that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to him, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are careful in verse 16. We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. But if it be so, our God, my God, whom we serve, he is able to deliver us from this burning fire furnace. And he will deliver us in thy hand, O King. But if not, it's all right if he don't. But I'm so sure that he will. But if he don't, O King, we will not serve thy God. Amen. Nor will we worship your golden image, which you have set up. And you know, when you don't do what people say, they get angry and mad at you. But I'm glad I serve a God who is able.
Yes.
Whatever mess I get in,
yes,
he the one put me in it, and he sure can get me out.
Amen.
Because I serve a God who is able.
Yes.
Just look where he brought me from.
Yes.
He brought me from a mighty, mighty, mighty long ways. Mm-hmm. He brought me from Mr. Charlie's house, and Mr. Charlie's house was the plantation. Mm-hmm. He brought me to a home. A house didn't have a shack, a house with three rooms. All of us had a front room, a back room, a kitchen, and a porch. And we sit on the gap. But now we might just have patios. We might have dens. We might have studies. And we got entertainment room. But we didn't have all that.
Amen.
But I want you to serve notice. That same God is here today. Because he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Yes.
And if you want to see a miracle and who is serving a God who is able, take a look at me.
Amen.
Just look where he brought me from.
Yes.
He brought me from a mighty, mighty long ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he also brought me from the fireplace.
Yes.
And I told God, and everybody want fireplace? I said, they must not have to tote wood like I had to do. I didn't want a fireplace with no wood at all. But thank God I'm sitting to a fireplace with electric to it. Now, that show you how good and how able God is.
Yeah.
He brought me all along the way.
My God.
And if it had, he done, he's no respectable person. The same thing he done for me, he could do it for you.
Amen.
And this 2013.
Yes.
We serve a God who is able.
Yes.
He picked me up. He turned me around. He placed my feet on a solid ground. I just want to tell you, God is still able.
Yes.
To be a good follower of God, of Jesus who is able, let us define the word follower. F-O-L-L-O-W.
All right.
The first letter, the F. You need to find Jesus while the blood is running warm in your veins.
Yes. Right.
Make yourself available to be born again. Because Nicodemus tells us in John 3 that you must be, you've got to be born again. And after you have been born again, you've got to do some things for yourself. You must own him for yourself. See, mother is good, father, sister, and brothers, but you got to confess Christ for yourself. And then love. What the world, this whole world need is love.
Yes.
The greatest of them all is love. Mm-hmm. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He went on to say, love one another as God has loved you.
Yes.
Love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. Mm-hmm. Then you need to learn about God. Learn about him. He said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. I'm lowly in heart and you shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light.
Yes.
And you need to obey him.
Yes.
We have a lot of problems because nobody wants to obey nothing. But I tell you, 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, he wasn't talking to the unsaved people. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, you got to humble yourself and you got to pray and seek God's face and turn from the old wicked ways. And then will he hear from heaven and forgive your sin, and only then will he heal your land.
Yes. Amen.
Then your trouble really begins. Because if you're going to work for Jesus, you got to work while it is day. For a nighttime come when no man can work. God is still able. See, Shiloh, I've been working for the Lord a mighty long time. I've been working in this vineyard a long time. And I'm not worried someday I'll get my pay. Because serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Just keep working for what is right. God say he'll pay. Because serving the Lord, he's going to pay off after a while.
Yes.
See, I'm ready, I'm willing, and I'm able. And I ain't got tired yet. God is still able in 2013. Let me tell you a few things why I know God is able. We got a black American president.
Amen. Amen.
People are going, not only did we get him for one term, but the Lord was still able.
Amen.
And put him right back in there for another term.
Yes. Yes.
Not only did we get a black president back for a second term, but we got the first black African American mayor in the city of Port Allen. That let me know that
Amen.
God is still able.
Amen.
Not only that, but we celebrating one of our own, Dr. Martin Luther King, on tomorrow. Yes. On today, his birthday. But we having celebration all over the world. Because
yes.
he said, as we sang the first song, we shall overcome
Amen.
Someday.
Amen.
And he also said we shall walk hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And guess who was going to see us through? That the Lord was going to see us through. So that let me know that God is still able.
Yes.
God is able for the lay down his life for his friend.
Yes.
You know what? Mathematician can't figure him out.
Mm.
The artist can't take his picture.
Mm-hmm.
The banker can't buy him.
Mm-hmm.
Water can't drown him.
Yes.
So that show you that fire couldn't burn him.
Mm-hmm.
It was found in the Bible. But I'm so glad God is still able. God is just like Bay Ashburn, y'all. He works wonders. God is just like soap. He's around the clock protection. God is just like Coke, Shiloh. He is the real thing.
Amen.
Water when you're thirsty, food whenever you get hungry. My God is able. Do you know? He took 2 fishes and 5 barley load and fed 5,000. That's why we sang this song, Bread of Heaven,
mm-hmm.
Bread of Heaven, feed me till I want no more. God is able. He brought me from the tin house to the White House by the railroad track. Very little money was raised, but so many souls were saved.
Yes.
And talking about a good time, we had a mighty, mighty good time. See, back then, in the day, the old deacon would say, I love Jesus. Yes, I do. And the old mother would say, it's none but the righteous shall see God.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody got happy and said, take me to the water, because I know I got religion. And you talking about a good time? We had a mighty, mighty good time, because we depend upon God, who was able to see us through. I'm still thinking about that he brought me to the brick house. I tell you, God is still able, where the preacher, late idea Warner would say, is till the old ship of Zion. Mm-hmm. Step on board and follow me.
Yeah.
That is no danger out on the water. Yeah. Get on board, get on board. For it has landed a many a thousand. And some glad morning are gonna land me too. But what I'm glad about, King Jesus is the captain of the ship. Get on board and follow him. For that's why I'm here, for God is able. We serve a God who's able. Somebody will be here at Shiloh and tell me, what must I do to be saved? And thank God for Pastor Allen, who told me, what does said the Lord? I didn't want to do what he said to do, but God sent me here and said, somebody going to come here and tell you what you must do. And that reminded me of the story of Paul on the Damascus Road. And he told him, what will you have me to do? But Paul had went through a lot of things. And I feel like I'm Paul, because I've been through a lot of things. But when he told me this work is what I must do, I didn't come at the time I should have came, but I thank God that I came in time. Because I ain't nothing like I used to be. And I thank God I ain't nothing like he gonna have it for me to be. I just thank God he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. God is first, and he's the last. He's the beginning, and he's the ending. He said, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm more than a conqueror through God who strengthened me.
Yes.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Mm-hmm.
2 Corinthians 5 and 17 will tell us that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
Old thing. Something got to be gone, y'all.
Yes.
You can't keep on the same old, same old.
Yes.
Old thing got to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, all things become new. The old warrior will say, I looked at my hand looked new.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my feet and they did too.
Yes.
But all it was trying to tell you, the things that the hand used to touch, they don't touch no more.
Amen.
The places the feet used to go, they don't go no more.
Amen.
The friends I used to have, I don't have them no more.
Amen.
All I'm telling you that I serve a God who is able.
Yes.
And we just going to find out how he is able. You see, the hymn writer got happy and said, I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it.
Yes.
You asked me how. I don't know, but I made it.
Yes.
My road been awfully rough, and my going got really, really tough. But through it all, Shiloh, through it all, I serve a God who is able.
Yes.
I just thank God I had so many friends to let me down, and I had to cry so many times. Hallelujah. But through it all, I thank you, God, that I made it.
Yes.
My life was such a bore, but I made it. I had folks that tell me they didn't love me no more, but still I made it. Because I serve a God who is able. Ezekiel will tell you in 30th verse, chapter 17, will tell you that God is able. Because he felt the power for presence of the Lord. And his spirit took him and set him down in a valley where the ground was covered with bones. And he led him all around the valley. And he could see there was very many bones. And guess what? They was very dry. He said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And he replied, "Thou knowest." Because we serve a God who is able. Also, Matthew told us that Jesus was on the ship. But he told the disciples to go to the other side. And they got all confused because the wind got boisterous and the waves began to wheel and rock. And they remembered that Jesus was on deck. And they went down in his ship and asked the Lord, "Do you care not if thou perish?" And he said, "Oh, you with little faith." And he spoke three little old words, peace be still. Because we serve a God who is able. All I'm trying to tell you, Shiloh, whatever you're going through, you serve a God who is able. He could pick you up and turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. And I'm so glad that I serve a God who is able. Because look where he brought me from. I just thank God for Jesus. He woke me up early this morning, closed me in my right mind, gave me a reasonable portion of health and strength, started me on another day's journey, one that I'd never seen before. For that cause alone, I just say thank you.
Thank you.
Then he made me to his house of worship, where prayers have already been heard. Mercy sure enough can be found. Praising the true and the living God is our purpose of being here. Because I serve a God who is able. Able to do everything but fear. He's able to see you through. He's able because there's power in his name. There's power in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if he had to pray, what about you and me? He prayed in the morning. He prayed in the evening. He prayed in the noontime too, in the Garden of Gethsemane. But I'm so glad, Shiloh, that somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind, took the time and prayed for me. Because I serve a God, Shiloh. I don't care what you say about it, but I serve a God who is able. He put carpet in my hand, running in my feet. Joy down in my heart. This joy I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I thank God for Jesus, who walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share that we tarry there, none has never known. See, I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place. And Shiloh, he has made me glad. It's all because my God is able.
Yes.
The doors of the longhouse is now open.
Amen.
There might be one who didn't know, but know now that we serve a God who is able.
Yes.
A God who sits high and looks low.
Yes.